In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today I share with you that 36 years ago I was ordained a priest. So I am celebrating my anniversary. So you know what I'm going to start with? The call of the fishermen. Luke 4:18. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother. What were they doing? They were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Oh, that is what we need, I tell you. We need men and women that are going after other men and women to become fishers of men and women. Oh, yes. How we need that. Today, I think the obvious, you know, is sometimes hidden. And I said, what is the vocation of the priest? And I came up with, the vocation of the priest is to get people ready for heaven. Oh, yes. As well as to live a victorious life on earth. Yes, the vocation of the priest. How many priests have forgotten that? If I've forgotten, I want to be reminded that the vocation of the priest is to make ready people for heaven. Yes, he called the fishermen and they left their nets and they followed Jesus immediately. That happened to me in 1968. When the Lord changed my life, I started to follow Jesus immediately. I didn't need anyone to say, follow Jesus, because you know what? I knew I was following Jesus. I knew I was following Jesus. I had no one else. And they straightway left their nets and followed Jesus. That's James and John, Peter and Andrew. And going from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed Jesus immediately. I wonder how Mr. Zebedee took that, you know, that his two sons that were part of the Zebedee Fishing Company left father to follow Jesus. This is amazing. This is amazing. Jesus was so attractive in his spirit that they left everything to follow Jesus. Just the look of Jesus' eyes looking at these people would cause them to leave everything to follow Jesus. I wonder if we have left everything to follow Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Have we left sin behind? If we haven't, we need the grace to conquer it. We need the grace to conquer it. I will not tell you you've got to do it on your own. You need the grace to conquer it. This week we heard from the letter of James, faith without works is dead. We do not believe that we are saved by our works, but we believe we are saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, which gives us faith and which gives us works. We are saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, which gives us grace, which gives us faith and gives us works. Yes, we are not saved by our works, lest any man boast, but we are called to do good works. Why? Because that's the nature of being a Christian. That's his nature. That's her nature. And so Jesus called James and John, the sons of Zebedee, to leave their father's net, and they immediately left the ship and their father. I can see the father with his mouth open saying, "Oh my gosh, these are my sons. Where are they going?" Had they seen Jesus before? I would imagine they had. I would imagine they had seen Jesus before. in the area healing the sick and casting out demons. Yes, I would imagine that. And today we're going to look at the Sermon on the Mount. And we begin with the Beatitudes. Let me just tell you, more than the Sermon on the Mount, it's the Man on the Mount. His name is Jesus. The sermon comes from the man, from the heart of the man, who is both King and Lord, as well as Shepherd. And so it says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. When he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit, the Anawim, those that know they're in absolute need of Jesus Christ. Are you one of those people? I am. I am the poor in spirit. I say to the Lord, I want your anointing to live today. Not only to do radio today, but to live today. I need your anointing to live today. I am poor in spirit. You're the only one I have. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, I am poor in spirit. I have a desperate need of Jesus Christ. What about you? What about you? Are you desperately in need of Jesus? Are you poor in spirit? You know, everyone is. We either know it or we're denying it. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Yesterday we had a funeral. I couldn't do a live broadcast. And we had a funeral. This young woman who had been an invalid for maybe 40 years died. Her mother had taken good care of her for 40 years in the house. And she went home to God last week. Yes, and now the family mourns. The bed that she was in is empty, and they mourn her loss. Theirs, it will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. When you say meek, you don't mean, you know, people that don't have any influence. You know, people that are humble. Blessed are the humble, for they shall inherit the earth. And if we know who we are, we know that we are humble. See, I've been a priest 36 years. It's God who has kept me. It is not me who's kept me. It's God who has kept me. It's only God that has kept me. I know that. I know that. If it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know what I'd do. Someone came up to me today and said, you know, you've been a priest 36 years, and you have blessed my life. I don't know what I'd be doing today if I hadn't met you. And you know, what did I do? I preached the Word of God. I talked about the compassion of Jesus. But you see, that's what it's all about. It's all about that. Yes, it's about healing, but it's about the compassion of Jesus. He suffers with us. He suffers for us. He is the Lord. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Auntie Mae used to pray, Oh Lord, I want a hunger and a thirst for Jesus, a greater hunger and a thirst for Jesus, yes. For righteousness always includes Jesus. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Oh yes, it's all about forgiveness. Forgiving those people that hurt you, forgiving those people that loved you most. Oh yes, it's about forgiveness. It's about mercy. Mercy is given to us first. He first had mercy on us from the cross, and he calls us to have mercy on people. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. I see children now, the pure of heart. And you know, you can't even watch television anymore. The commercials are lewd. The children are being literally key punched into all this sickness in the world, the pure in heart. I remember when I went to Maine last month, Father Matthew said, look in the room, and there were the three beautiful babies fast asleep, Brian and Mary Rose's children, fast asleep, so beautiful, pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Yes, be the peacemakers. We are called to make peace. We are called to make peace. A person told me the story about the husband and wife were fighting, and they called the priest, and the priest came and talked to them both, and the priest left, and they were like honeymooners. I don't know what the priest said or what the priest did, but they were like honeymooners. They forgot their fight, and they made peace with each other. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We see in the Middle East this is happening. This is happening. They're being persecuted. They're being hated by ISIS. They're being killed by ISIS, and they're moving all around. They're leaving Syria to go to places in Europe. And I pray that if they come here, no ISIS people come here with them, in the name of Jesus. Blessed are they when men revile you, persecute you, and shall call all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. And so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. I remember doing a service in Arizona, and there was this young man that was literally persecuting me. You know, who do you think you are? And all this foolishness. And I didn't plug into it. I decided that we saw the blind see that night. We saw the deaf hear that night. And I wasn't going to let the devil have his way. And I just said, you know what? I don't even know who I am. I am in Christ. That's all I know. And the man was really, really young man. You know, he was a zealous man, but on the wrong train. It's on the wrong train. Persecuting people that did the gospel's work, that preached the gospel, that preached the cross, that preached the blood, that preached the resurrection. He was on the wrong train. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets which were before you. Yes, the prophets were before us. They were persecuted, especially in Jerusalem, killed in Jerusalem. My Lord, how we need to have prophets arise in America. Not prophets that say, my children, but prophets that call us back to the cross, call us back to the blood, call us back to Jesus, call us back to the resurrection. How we need prophets to tell us that it's going to be all right if we turn to Jesus, if we give our life to Jesus. Yes, 36 years ago, I decided I wanted to be a priest to preach the Word of God and to celebrate the Eucharist. Oh, yes. Little did I know that I would be with you 36 years later on the radio. Little did I know that 32-year-old young man, when I was ordained, would be a person that would influence so many. Not because of me, please, but because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. He captured my heart. He captured my life. He captured me. I don't have any other life but Jesus. I don't have any other life but Jesus. The salt of the earth. Remember that the Sermon on the Mount is more about the man on the mount than the words he's spoken. He has spoken. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt lost its savor, Wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of man. I wish that I had Homer Allen here today to tell us the story about the salt that's cast under the foot of man. He said it 2 weeks ago, and I can't remember the story, but it's exactly what happens when salt loses its savor. It's thrown under the foot of men. Well, maybe we'll have Homer come sometime and tell that story, because it's a wonderful story. The light of the world. You are the light of the world. Hear the word of God. The church, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel basket, but they put the candle on a candlestick, that it gives light unto all that are in the house. I remember reading this very scripture when we were on the Sermon on the Mount, when we were on the Mount of Beatitudes, and in the background the lights were going on in the hill countries. The lights were going on, and I start saying, see, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel basket, but on the candlestick, that it gives light unto all that are in the house. You, my friends, are the light of the world. You bring Jesus, who is the light of the world, to the country, to the city, to the provinces, to the state. You bring Jesus. Maria goes all around the world. I believe today she's going to Poland with Priscilla Santi. I believe that's happening today, Lord, and I want you to give them a great experience, that many people would come to know Jesus, and many people would be healed, and many people would just surrender their lives to Jesus. So, Lord, bless Priscilla and bless Maria Vadia. We ask that in Jesus' name. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That they see your good works. How are people to know that we belong to Jesus? That they see our good works. Remember, we are saved by grace, which gives us faith, which we walk in works, but we are not saved by our works. But what will the people see? People will see the works. The people are on the homeless ministry. When we go, I get so many thank yous. Thank you for coming. And I say, no, thank you. We wouldn't be here without you. Thank you for being here with us. We need you to be with us, because without you, we wouldn't be doing this. And, you know, we've gained many people to get houses, too. That's something beautiful. Not many, but some. Christ on the law. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have come only to fulfill the law and the prophets. Remember on the Mount of Transfiguration? Who was left? They looked up and saw only Jesus. Who were the people that were there with him? Moses, the law. Elijah, the prophets. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. He is the fulfillment. Do you know that today? He is the prophet's prophet. He is the prophet's prophet. Yes, he is the prophet's prophet. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle would pass away from the law till all be fulfilled. Where was it fulfilled? At Calvary. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and teach men to do so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Yes. Now, not all of the Pharisees. There were good Pharisees, like Nicodemus and the man Joseph of Arimathea, but I'm also telling you that we are to be greater than the Pharisees. You know why? Because they were all about themselves and about money. They were all about themselves and about money. I'm telling you, we are not to be about ourselves and not to be about our money. That's why money is used for the kingdom of God. Money is used for the kingdom of God. Jesus in anger. You have heard it said by them of old, you shall not kill. Whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger to the judgment. And whoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger to the council. But whoever shall say, you fool, shall be in danger for the fires of hell. I'm telling you, let not your son, the son of the sun in the sky, go down on your anger. Anger is okay, but you know what? You've got to confess it. Sometimes people are angry with God, and that's good. You know, the prophets were angry with God. Jeremiah said, you duped me, and I was duped. But he didn't stay there. He didn't stay angry with God. Then at the end of the 20th chapter, Jeremiah says, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Gracious Lord. And he didn't stay angry with God. Maybe you're angry with God because your dreams have been smashed. Let me tell you, tell the Lord you're angry with him. And you want to proceed from anger to love. Please, please. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar and go your way and be reconciled with your brother and then come and offer your gift. Reconciliation is so important. And I talk about confession so much, where we're reconciled with God and with the people of the church, yes. You see, because when we sin against God and we sin against people. Our sin is like throwing a rock in a lake, and you have the circles that go out and out and out. Our sins do that. Our sins draw us away from God and away from people. That's why we need to confess our sins. Because we've sinned against God and we've sinned against people. The priest represents Jesus in the confessional, and he should be a man of mercy. If he knows his own self, he should be a man of mercy. A man of mercy. They're telling you that the priest should be the man of mercy. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I would really be grateful if you can send a gift in honor of the Lord calling me to preach the gospel. It will not be given to me, but it'll go to pay for August's bills. So, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or you can go to an online and leave a gift, maybe $36. InSeason.net, www.InSeason.net. What have we learned today? Oh, Jesus had a captivating look. He called Simon and Andrew, the brothers, who were fishing, and they left their fisher nets and followed Jesus. He did the same thing with John and James. His magnetic personality called John and James to leave their father and become fishers of men. Yes, and that the Lord spoke the word of the Lord on the Sermon on the Mount, that it's more the man on the mount than the Sermon on the Mount. The first one is the best one. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Yes, those that are in absolute need of Jesus Christ. We want to pray for the people that are being persecuted for Jesus Christ today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you our brothers and sisters that are being persecuted for the name of Jesus Christ. So we ask you, Lord, to touch them and to give them faith, faith that lasts. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.